Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Six-year-old asks a jogger to meet her dad, then takes her into a funeral home. It must have seemed strange to jogger Emily Bieneman when she was invited to meet a six-year-old's dad, only to be taken to a funeral home. This CBS Sunday Morning video explains how that very thing came about. As the story begins, we get a glimpse of energetic Raylan Nast, blonde and wearing a blue print jumpsuit as she breezes about her carport on a scooter. Quickly, we are introduced to Raylan's mother, Lacey Nast. The family of Fort Smith, Arkansas, suffered a tremendous loss when Raylan's dad died from colon cancer at just 41 years young. Lacey shares how devastated Raylan had been when her father died. She had always been so very proud of her dad, Davey. Lacey describes Raylan's cries over the loss as pure heartbreak. The reporter and video go on to tell how Emily Bieneman became acquainted with Raylan and Lacey. On the day of the visitation, Emily was out jogging with her dog, Blue. Raylan was sitting on the steps of the chapel and called out to Emily, asking if she could pet Emily's dog. Emily told Raylan that she was welcome to pet Blue, as long as her parents didn't mind. Raylan then explained to Emily that her father was lying inside. She gave Blue a big hug and invited Emily inside to see her dad. Though she was taken aback and realized that she was not dressed appropriately, Emily also realized that Raylan would never have the chance to introduce her father again. Emily, perhaps a little self-conscious, followed Raylan into the chapel and down the aisle. The video reverts back to Lacey, who shares how the two looked as they entered the sanctuary. Lacey explains that the connection between her daughter and this unknown young woman was obvious. The reporter asks Raylan about that connection, and Raylan says, with the simplicity and understanding that sometimes eludes adults, "She helped me feel better by her kindness." Emily and Raylan have visited again since that initial meeting, and they plan to stay in touch. Raylan is doing better, and that's thanks to kindness like that shown by Emily on that very impactful day in Raylan's life. It means so much when pure heartbreak is made just a tiny bit better by someone else's pure compassion. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Four North Carolina troopers step in for a woman stranded on the side of the highway. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. In this heartwarming story, four North Carolina troopers come to the rescue of an elderly woman who was stranded on the side of the highway after running out of gas. That has to be a scary feeling when you're traveling by yourself and you end up running out of gas on the side of the highway. That's what happened to one woman, but thankfully, help was on the way. When North Carolina State Troopers Lynch and Coggins arrived on the scene, Trooper Lynch sat with the woman in her vehicle, and Trooper Coggins went to retrieve gas for her. After they filled up her car, the two troopers invited the elderly woman to lunch, and they were joined by a few more troopers at the restaurant. When one of the restaurant patrons, Andrea King Lowe, saw the group of them eating, she asked for their story, and she also took a picture of the group. And when Andrea shared the photo online, it went viral. In just over 24 hours, her post had received 2.8 thousand likes and 4.7 thousand shares, as well as over 380 comments praising the state troopers for their good deed. This sweet lady was traveling alone and inadvertently ran out of gas along busy I-85 in Alamance County, writes Andrea in her Facebook post. Admittedly embarrassed by her predicament, she called and requested assistance. Trooper Lynch sat with her in her vehicle while Trooper Coggins retrieved some gas for her and came back. After getting her gas into the car, they invited her to join them for lunch. They were joined by Troopers Foster and Gibbs. That's what it's all about, y'all. Community service at its best. Proud to be part of this organization / family. May we all be like North Carolina State Troopers Lynch and Coggins and help out those in need, as well as invite others into community.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.